Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
They ain't never seen this Cam. They ain't never seen him. The Forgotten Cam.
I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it.
The New England Patriots love Jared Stidham.
Dale Arnold.
Snyder says, quote, "We'll never change the name."
And it's just a question of when they legally can put the name out there.
Rich Keefe.
Obviously, you try to chase greatness, and Tom's got six, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to at least get to that number.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
But you going with Nikhil, if you're banking everything that Nikhil Healthy is Harry.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI, Andy Hart. WEEI.com is in the house with us as we broadcast live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Bellingham and in Brighton. So, you know that phrase, you know, everybody else is playing checkers while Bill Belichick is playing chess. Little did we know that he and the Patriots were apparently involved with talks that they completed over the weekend to settle grievances with Antonio Brown and Aaron Hernandez. Obviously, yeah. Not Aaron, but his estate.
Thanks.
and the bottom line here is that all of a sudden, a week ago today, they had less than $1 million in cap space remaining. According to Miguel, as of today, they have $7,794,739 in cap space. And damn it, I want to spend some of it.
Well, it is so stupid how NFL contracts are given out and, you know, all the different small print that you got to look at and how money can carry over. And the fact that Aaron Hernandez was, up until a day ago, still on the cap for next year. Antonio Brown, who signed a one-year deal and played in one game, was still impacting the cap for this year. We obviously know about Tom Brady's dead money. They didn't get rid of that. But they went from a team that had, you know, next to no cap space right at the bottom of the league to all of a sudden being able to afford a quality player if they so choose to do.
So, Dale, Jadeveon Clowney.
Biggest name out there.
Yeah.
By far.
That would be, I mean,
well, he is the biggest name.
Can you imagine a few weeks ago, you're just, it's the Jarrett Stidham era, and Josh Uche is really good pass rusher, and fast forward, boom, yeah. Cam Newton's your quarterback, Jadeveon Clowney.
I'm going to say, Jarrett Stidham, Josh Uche, let's get excited.
When was the last time, Dale, a team had both the MVP quarterback and the defensive player of the year pass rusher? Could happen.
And what, were they back-to-back number one overall picks? No. Newton was like an 11, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they were back-to-back.
But both number one overall picks, you bring those in, big-time splash. Oof. Now, Clowney, again, is a guy I would not want for multiple years, but I don't think at this point anybody is giving him multiple years. So if you could swoop in there and even convince him, like, look, Darrelle Revis came in here in 14, won a Super Bowl. Then he got a huge payday and was terrible, but he got a lot of money after he left here. He was terrible. It doesn't matter. But Clowney is only 27 years old. There was some talk that maybe Seattle, after they traded for him, would bring him back, but that hasn't happened to this point. And if you offer him a one-year deal, I think the two could use each other. And then next year he goes, cashes in somewhere else, is probably a letdown somewhere else. They're not going to get their money worth for him. He's not a guy that you could guarantee is going to play hard every single snap.
No,
it's not going to happen. But
I think if I was going to spend some money here, and I want to spend some, I would prefer to go trade for Cleveland Browns tight end David Njoku. Reportedly, would cost you a mid-round draft pick. You've now got the money to be able to pay Njoku. And I think that is an area of great need because, I mean, who knows what Asiasi and Keane are going to bring to the table. Yeah. And Njoku, you know what you've got.
He's solid. And, you know, I think the offense right now, even with Cam Newton, is worse than the defense. So if you are going to spend some money, I would certainly be in favor of improving the offense. This is another guy who was a first-round pick a couple of years ago, showed some promise last year. You know, he fought through a bunch of injuries, so he wasn't very productive. But 3 years in Cleveland, they just signed Austin Hooper to a big contract, so maybe they'd be willing to move on from him for whatever, like you think, a third-round pick, something like that. But he at least would be your legitimate number one tight end. And if one of the rookies deserves more playing time, great, they'll get it. But if not, then at least you know you have an option in Njoku.
He's a sexy addition. I do have this fear he's always going to be one of those, you know, freakish athlete teaser tight end types, that he's never going to be, you know, the 80 catch.
Like Kellen Winslow before he turned
Watson,
into a monster.
Like even Ben Watson, like he was drafted as that freakish athlete, size, speed, athleticism. You know who's kind of shaking it off a little bit is Eric Ebron. A little bit of late. He was
that
same kind
of
guy.
A couple years ago,
Vernon Davis was always kind of that guy. You know, there's a lot of those guys that you say he's 6'4", he's 260, but why doesn't he play like that?
No, that's true. But after last season, I would take Eric Ebron, Vernon Davis. I would take all
Devin
those
Asiasi
guys.
Is Devin Asiasi is the man. He's going to catch 85 balls. He's going to rewrite the record books.
I think he could be pretty good in year two or three. I think the rookie tight end to be a huge impact, I think, would be asking a lot. So
probably.
Njoku makes a lot of sense to me.
But I think the Clowney questions that Rich brings up, motivation, inconsistencies, this is where I am a little bit like Rich Keefe. I am to admit it. I'm not afraid.
You like to sit in your basement and play video games and drink craft beers?
Actually, none of those things.
You're missing out.
I hate all those things on all levels.
It's a great time.
But I've always said wide receivers and pass rushers. Those are the two positions. Not only do I allow guys that occasionally take plays off.
Right.
I actually kind of want it because those are the freakish, elite, best of the best, Randy Moss, you know,
well, and those are two positions, especially wide receiver, but even DN, like you could start to give them excuses and say, well, if they're commanding a double team and somebody else is making the play, like they're still doing all right. But I just think Clowney would be a good fit for a year and could come in here and it's just another guy. And even if, again, looking up his numbers, I was surprised he's never had a double-digit sack season. He had a 9 and a 9.5 in there, so it's close. But you hear the name, you kind of assume a little bit more production, especially lining up on the other side of J.J. Watt for so long. You would think you'd get a lot of single coverage.
Not sure they've been on the field together.
That's a good point. There's been some injuries.
They both had some injuries.
That's true.
But he's also a more versatile guy, I think, than you're maybe giving him credit for. He does have a little sand in his pants, as they like to say. You can move him inside, and he can play a little more. I think Bill, if he could get the best out of Clowney, would love him. Because I think he's a more versatile player than people give him credit for in terms of he's not just an edge rusher.
Yeah.
But then who knows what you actually get out of him when he's on the field.
I mean, we're sitting here getting all excited because all of a sudden Bill has $7.7 million in cap space. The Bengals right now have more than $24 million. The Eagles, $24 million. The Lions, $29 million. Washington, $36.5 million. Cleveland, $38.7 million in cap space right now.
Garrett and Clowney.
I can't believe they have so much cap space. But I guess it's when you're not paying your quarterback yet, that's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
Because Beckham
and
Landry are they got nice
Baker
contracts.
Mayfield.
Hooper has a lot of money.
But the cap is
but
so
I guess
large
Chubb is on
now.
His rookie deal. Yeah,
you have all these number one overall picks guys that are on rookie deals. And they're going to do it with Garrett, and they're going to do it with maybe Mayfield down the line.
Yeah.
But it's also the way the NFL salary cap works. Yeah, you can spend a lot of money, and depending on how you divvy it out, still have a lot of money.
But I feel like I wonder, like, are the Patriots still that team without Brady?
That's the question.
That Clowney could say, yeah, 1 year there, I'm going to play, maybe not in the Super Bowl, but in the conference championship game, and I'm going to be, I mean, obviously they have all the primetime games, but just I'm going to be like a marquee player in a long playoff run. Or does he look at it and say, you know, the Chiefs want me? Do the Niners want me? Or they wouldn't. But
does
the Ravens, right? Like,
but I think Cam alters that idea.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
But I also don't know if it's enough to say, well, yeah, it's better than Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs. Or it's better than Lamar Jackson's Ravens. Or better than Russell Wilson's Seahawks.
Because, like, what would be the What would be the best way for Clowney to, let's say, to cash in the following year? Is it for him to individually have 12 sacks, or is it for him to be a part of a Super Bowl winning team? Is it for him to be just stay healthy? Like, I don't know what it is.
12 sacks, defensive player of the year. Regardless, okay, we made the playoffs, we came up short. I don't think that hurts.
But you were so that's the other thing,
team changing defender.
Well, but and so it's one thing for Revis to come in here because hey, Revis, guard the best guy on the other team and shut him down.
Right.
Where we've heard Chris Long and other guys say, yeah, you come to New England and they have a scheme. You can't exactly just go after the quarterback every play.
But he could also look at it if you're really projecting and getting deep in the weeds here. They have a lot of cap space. Maybe I show Bill everything I can do. Maybe I'm not a 12-sack guy. I'm a 7-sack guy for Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill falls in love with me. Yeah. I'm his new age Lawrence Taylor. He's got all this cap room. Bill, why don't you just keep me?
Yeah.
Of course, you might have to do the same thing with Newton. Now I got there goes all that cap room. We just re-signed Clowney and Newton.
Right.
But it's a good problem to have because if you re-sign him, it means you are probably a good team with two good players.
True.
It seems clear to me that Bill will not necessarily, I don't think he'll go into the season with $7.7 million in cap space. He'll spend some of it. He will not spend all of it. He won't spend $7 million because he'll need more than that as a reserve going into the season. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, add a $3 million guy, $4 million guy, whether that's an offensive lineman, defensive help like Jadeveon Clowney, David Onjoku at tight end, maybe a wide receiver.
Yeah, I think it's just
who are you hearing at wide receiver?
Antonio Brown?
Maybe that settlement.
Not hearing
that one.
My guess would be maybe Terrell Pryor.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not going to cost you much.
I mean, that's
won't at all.
That's throwing it against the wall, seeing if it sticks.
Yeah, bring him in. That'd be fine.
They like doing that, don't they, though?
They
throwing
do.
Throwing it against the wall and seeing if it sticks.
The percentages are not always great with some of that.
But I think you end up keeping it going into the season. We know Belichick will make a trade during the year. And now, you know, you trade a third round pick for a guy who has, you know, whatever his cap number is. And you bring him in and you're no problem. So I think it's not as exciting. Like I'd be shocked if they signed Jadeveon Clowney.
Getting maybe too deep into the salary cap here. Moving forward, say the salary cap isn't quite what teams projected it to be or even goes down. If you're the Patriots sitting at the trade deadline knowing, regardless of what happens, you're in pretty good cap room moving forward, maybe there'll be some bargain trade opportunities where teams that, well, I'm going to have to cut this guy after the season because I am in salary cap hell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can get a second round pick for him at the trade deadline because the Patriots are willing to take on the contract.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, we don't talk too much about that in football. It's usually more of an NBA type thing, taking on contracts.
Trading money. Yeah.
But if there's a guy sitting with a big cap number for next year, a big salary, Patriots have salary cap room, Patriots have draft picks, boom, deadline, you come to New England.
They put him in a good spot.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. We've talked about the NBA bubble with Chris Mannix. We've talked about the suspension of Adrian Wojnarowski. And we've talked, obviously, about the Patriots with money to spend. Eric is in Goffstown. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. All right, I got something for you here. Something a little crazy you haven't talked about. Raheem Mostert.
Wants a trade.
Yeah, wants a trade.
He wants out.
He does. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's get him.
Is
like
that
Sony it, Michelle, it, is anyone it, really impressed with him anymore?
No, but what about Damian Harris?
I would love to see more Damian Harris, but I feel like he's locked in a cell somewhere.
That's a good point. Yeah, we have not seen him. He's in quarantine right now.
And how good is Raheem Mostert?
I was going to say, is he a dramatic upgrade from what you've got?
He had some big games last
year. He did,
year.
But he every time I watched a 49 or running back go, he was running behind a line that did the job.
That's a good point. They had a good line. Remember, Shime took him for one of his picks last year. It was like over like 150 yards or something. Or no, that's what he ended up getting in that game. But like the over-under was like 49, and he smoked it. So, I mean, he's good, but I don't know how much of that is where he is. Like, Sony Michel probably would have looked good in San Francisco.
Right.
You know?
My problem with Sony Michel is he'll get what the line blocks. That's all he's going to get you. Would he have gotten more in San Francisco? Yes, because the line was better.
Raheem Mostert against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game had 220 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns.
Crazy. Sony Michel had a good postseason couple years.
Jonas Gray also had a game, too. Right. I understand. I get it. But I mean, that was a monster
game.
To me,
and Damian Harris is the actual. It's not necessarily that I'm arguing to keep Sony Michel and, oh, we don't need Mostert because Sony Michel, why would you trade for a running back? It's You took a running back who was a two-time 1,000-yard rusher at Alabama in the third round.
I would try him.
Don't you want to see what he
can
do?
The guy he was sharing a backfield with at Alabama almost was rookie of the year.
Right, is now so, like a franchise running back.
Yeah, he's a top 10 back.
Right. So it's Damian Harris is the wild card you want to see do something.
Of course, Sony Michel also shared a backfield with a top 10 back, too. They sort of got the wrong guy there both times.
Well, we don't know that.
Nick Chubb or Sony Michel.
No, I'm talking about Damian Harris.
Oh, Josh,
how can you eliminate Damian Harris?
We haven't seen him yet.
How many times you seen him run in your life
in the NFL?
Yes,
he had those four carries. Was it two carries in that one game?
I think it was four.
Against the Jets.
The
four
first
carries.
One was really good. It was a draw, yeah. Third and long.
And then
he's
kind of done.
Can we assume though that Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels have a vested interest in playing the better players?
Yes,
and they didn't play him.
Yeah, hold on a second.
And they didn't play him, right?
Well, but don't you have a vested interest in playing your first round pick?
Yeah, who led you to a postseason run who...
Well, guys, don't we think that of all the coaches in the NFL, the guy who's least worried about that, I have to play him, he's my first-round pick, that Belichick doesn't give a damn.
But he has
guys.
No,
I think he does.
He has guys.
I think he gives a damn. I think, for example, what was it, Chris Harper, the kid who fumbled?
Yes. Bounced
caught
off
the next
face.
Day. Yep. Cyrus Jones had to fumble a lot
and what
before
was
he was gone. Second-round pick.
He was the top pick.
Yeah, you were invested in
and
him.
And maybe he was Bill's pick. Right. Maybe even, like, we don't know the inner workings of where Sony Michel. Maybe that was a Bill Belichick. I'm swooping in. I don't care what the board says.
Like
I want
another,
Sony Michel.
Another guy wouldn't have lasted even as long as Cyrus Jones
and
did.
And Bill spent a lot of time last year somewhat uncharacteristically saying, you know, maybe if we'd block it a little bit better. Like, there were little phrases defending Sony Michel
100%.
That I found interesting last year.
I agreed.
617-779-7937. Richie's in Milton. Hey, Richie.
Yeah, hey, guys. Great to hear from Yannix today. Good day.
Yeah.
Had a point to make regarding the Celtics' remaining regular season.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Look, when they start playing games in, well, especially the bubble leagues, I think they're in the best shape of all of the four to pull this thing off simply because they've got better control. Patrice Bergeron said today, you know, we're relying on the maturity of our teammates. We're not going to babysit guys, but the message is us being able to finish this off, us being able to compete for a cup is dependent on everybody else doing their job here.
See, that's a nice idealistic theory. It's sort of like when we had Claude on a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, you know, are you willing to get rid of a guy who's a problem, right? If you have this guy that is just not adhering to the guidelines, is kind of being a Rudy Gobert, and he didn't seem to think it would be an issue because I think that's how we'd all like to believe, but then what happens when it's an issue? Like, you may have to babysit guys. You may have to smack a guy in the face and say, listen, this isn't just you. This is our reality. This is not only our livelihood, but a championship opportunity.
Well, especially a team like Boston that everybody thinks has, you know, a very good chance to win the cup at
right.
the end of this.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you look at all the teams that are in there, and if you told me that the Bruins, to a man, top to bottom of the roster, are going to adhere to the rules better than maybe the Blue Jackets are, I would say, of course.
Right.
Right. I would say the Bruins are bought in, and they expect to be there a long time. Some of these other guys, we've heard for both basketball and for hockey, maybe even more so for basketball because so many more guys have even said they're not going to play, but kind of half in, half out. Like, I don't really like the accommodations. I don't really like this. Oh, I'm hurt. My team can't win. And by, you know, 2 weeks in, I think the first couple of weeks, everybody's going to be fine. Like, oh, this right. is new. We're getting
the honeymoon
used to it.
Period.
It's like you're like at camp, right? And then after that, you're like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Have you ever been involved with any group in your life, whether it's a team, a camp, a occupation, a business, where there was at least, let's say, 30-plus people, and there wasn't one idiot in the group?
Oh, always.
Right? Isn't there always? Like, that's just human nature.
My
that's
group
just
of five friends has an idiot,
right.
or two.
So like, there's going to be an idiot right. in every team
yes.
circle,
yes.
everywhere, and that idiot could ruin it for the rest of them, hypothetically. Like, it's not, I don't think it's realistic to say, oh, we're all mature adults. And no, you know what? I've been around lots of supposedly mature adults.
Right.
There's always an idiot in the group.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Bergeron quote from today after they practiced. Professionalism is going to be huge. We need to rely on everyone for this thing to happen and for this to work. We're not going to babysit guys on their whereabouts. So it's about trusting one another to do the right thing and committed to this thing to work. Now, again, they're one of the teams that, you know, everybody thinks has a legitimate shot at winning the cup at this whole thing.
Yeah.
I would think that's an easy sell within the Bruins dressing room.
I think for them, it's 100% an easy thing. Plus, do you want to let down Chara? You want to let down Bergeron? No, you're not going to want to do that. Plus, you're on a good team. But you go to some of these other teams that don't have the same type of leadership, whether it be, you know, veteran players on the team or their coach, or again, they're not super invested. Or you get into a playoff series, you're down 2-0, you're like, all right, I didn't think we had much of a chance anyway, and now we're 2-0. I'll see you later. Or, and it doesn't even have to be, hey, I'm going to leave the bubble, but it might be, hey, somebody I know is just outside the bubble. Yeah, what's the harm? They can come in here.
She
is allowed to come on in here, or whatever else. So, I mean, but that is a challenge for both.
I mean, one of the things, well, I was just going to, didn't Mannix tell us there are like army guys guarding the bubble in Orlando?
I don't think they're actually going to shoot anyone.
Yeah.
No. But my point is, obviously, they're taking security very serious.
Oh, they are. But if you don't think that a number of players right now are just going around the whole place to see if there's any weak spots, you're out of your mind.
Right.
They are definitely looking like, all right, if we want to get somebody in that's not on the pre-approved list, where do they go? And they're hey, I'm just taking a tour. Thanks. Good to see you.
See, I don't even think that they can get near the building. I mean, the whole idea of the bubble in Orlando was that they could seal off the roadways and that they could have complete control over who got in and out of not just the hotel or the building itself, but that entire area. I mean, I don't know where ugly Anna's going to park and how far she's going to have to hike through the swamplands of Orlando, Florida to even get close to the
ugly
building.
Ugly Anna can get in the back seat of like the chef's car, ducked down. They drive in, they approve the person, they swipe the badge, then she gets out undercover.
What's this, a movie?
Yes.
Oh,
do you think they're thinking about this stuff?
Do we think that chef is going to take a chance on ruining his livelihood because he's going to help smuggle Ugly Anna in?
Do you think Donovan Mitchell might make it worth his while? I bet it does.
Or maybe Ugly Anna.
No, come on.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell's going to make it enough worth this guy's while to take a chance on getting fired for this.
So I guess we agree to disagree. I think these guys are going to come up with every way possible to get people in there, and a few will certainly get through.
Yeah, and Wiggy seems as cynical about that as you do. I honestly don't. Wiggy said, oh, we're down 3-0. What the hell? Let's go out to the bars tonight. I just think that there's so much peer pressure within the, not just the team, but within the league. I think players are going to be real hesitant to screw this thing up.
Yeah, like Ugly Anna said, they're not even there a day, and she's already gotten invited.
I think you're giving them a little too much credit,
Yeah, I really
Dale.
Do. I think 2 weeks, I think it's going to be even much more different than it is now.
I've always said a lot of professional athletes, I won't say most, are teenagers with money. They're teenagers that never grew up. It's video games, it's friends, it's making bad decisions, and they have more money to make said bad decisions and maybe entice.
Well, these guys are not only are they used to the Four Seasons in every city that they stay in, but probably a lady, 2, 3, 4 at every city they go to.
But like, I do get back to why can't they bring in a lady maybe via legal means?
But then they're like, am I stuck with the one lady the whole time? I don't think some of these guys want the one the whole time.
To do that. Yeah, I don't think that.
Well, no, they could bring in one. Like, I think, you know, here's our list that I'm going to be joined by this person, but I don't think you can just swap them out every day. That's too many tests.
Which kind of tests?
Well, can you do everything while you're there?
Run the gamut, the car wash.
Whatever you have.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. On what else you got at the bottom of the hour, the best of J.R. Smith Instagram Live, because it is just a treasure trove.
Not what else you got, just a little noon 30.
Noon 30, I'm sorry, yeah. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, but first we trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Oh, that's what you called it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
Frankly, I'm a little surprised because I expected that almost all of Rich Keefe's Instagram viewing time would be centered on the @CameronNewton1 account, but he has actually dropped in on apparently other accounts as well.
Yeah, so we know that the NBA players are inside the bubble right now, and many of them have taken the opportunity to complain about it, whether it be their food or their hotel rooms, right? And they're all gonna kind of going crazy already, where they haven't even had games. They've barely even been there. So here enters J.R. Smith, who wasn't even on a team until like a week ago when the Lakers signed him because Avery Bradley's out, so they signed J.R. Smith. He obviously has a relationship with LeBron James, mm-hmm. or famously not knowing the score of a game in the NBA Finals. But J.R. Smith is there. He is on Instagram Live, and he's also on Twitch, too. He's another one of these video game guys.
Oh, there you go.
But this is from his Instagram Live, so we have a few things for it, but... You know, let's just start out with a generic rant from J.R. Smith.
Hey, yo, they ain't giving me no blanket, bruh. They ain't give me no blanket, though. They give you a motherfucking his and hers. Don't let nobody else come, though. Give you his and hers sink. Who else coming to the sink? Just me. But it's hoop, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hoop. That. It is hoop, bruh. I've been out the game for too long. It's too late. That. I want to see how these doing all these motherfucking setups and shit in their rooms, though. Ain't no space in this motherfucker.
So he doesn't love the size of the room. And he brings up a good point. You're giving me a his or hers, his and hers sink. I don't know. There's no hers.
Not sure they're going to retrofit all the hotel rooms.
No,
in the
I don't think so. Sorry, JR, but that's just how
boy,
it's going
to
be.
They don't sound too out of touch when they do something like that,
not
do they?
Not at all. No.
But he's happy to be there because he's been out the game.
He's been out the game, so he's ready to ball. He is ready to do that, although he doesn't love the size of his room, and they didn't even give him a blanket. So he was upset about
that
blanket.
Part.
You got to have a blanket.
I'd actually complain about that.
I would call the front desk as well.
Would you, though?
I think they could get him a blanket.
Now they got to bring it up. Who's had that blanket before?
Now, another big issue we've seen from Jason Tatum, we have seen from not Enes Kanter. We saw a few of the food that they've had there.
Enes Kanter liked his. He laid.
Oh yeah, he said thank you.
Kanter liked the food.
All the snacks.
Kanter didn't like
stuff.
The room.
Yeah,
some of the other guys have not liked the food. So let's get J.R. Smith to get his thoughts on the food.
Lobster bisque, okay. New York strip steak, ooh. Braised beef short ribs, damn. What else we got? Shrimp and grits. With me. With that cheesecake, though. They got that creme brulee. Creme brulee. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm going to keep y'all entertained for the first night. You know what I'm saying? Get this shit rocking. What are they talking about? They didn't do that, bro. They didn't do that. Look at the blanket, bro. What the f***? Nah, I know Bron ain't got this. I know Bron AD down here 6'12". I know they not using this little ass blanket, bro.
They got this tiny blanket.
Is it like an airplane blanket?
Yeah, it's not a very big blanket. And he's like,
LeBron no doesn't have this.
Anthony Davis, there's no way he's got one of these.
Yeah, but guess what? You just said it yourself. You're not one of them. You've been out the league.
He's been out the game for a while.
He just said the name of LeBron's hotel room in that cut as well.
Is that what he was saying?
6'12", so...
No, 6'12". He's saying Anthony Davis is 6'12". It's a joke. He's 7 feet tall. He's 6'12".
Oh.
That's what he was saying, John. Come on. He said he's 6'12", meaning like it's not even going to cover him if that's how big the blanket is.
That's not how you say it.
It's funny. I think it's fine.
Are you sure?
He's 6'12". Yes, that's what he meant.
Okay.
Now, this is then he gets into a discussion. Yeah. You don't agree?
I'm questioning
That's
it.
How I heard it. So what do you want me to say?
But he kind of glossed over the positive. The menu sounded pretty damn good, and then he got back to the damn blanket.
He liked the food early on, didn't he?
Lobster bisque, okay.
Okay.
Strip steak, ooh. Bring beef short ribs, damn. What else we got? Shrimp and grits, with me. I f*** with that cheesecake, though.
Wait.
What was that
exactly? Can we go back?
Cheesecake?
Shrimp and grits?
I guess so.
Not together, I hope.
Well, I don't know.
Is that not a thing?
I don't know.
I hope not. Maybe not if you're from Maine, it's not.
I don't think he's from Maine.
No, he's
no,
not.
No, I know.
He's
Good
not.
Guess.
He's from New Jersey. Here is him. Again, if you want to talk about somebody who understands what's going on, this would be J.R. Smith.
You're professional athletes and all that, right? 35, 34, 30. 300-400 million making from some of these dudes. 30-40-50 million a year. You want these to eat this shit? But then be over there crying, talking about somebody can't stay healthy and their body breaking down and all this other shit. My man went right next door that I just flew 5 hours across the wrong country with. I can't go kick it with him, chill, see what's up, see what's happening. Why? If I ain't got corn by this 5 hour flight, what
So a couple of things in there. One,
first of all, we said he sounded tone deaf earlier.
Yeah,
there he sounds just plain stupid.
Now he picks it up a notch because he's talking about how much money people make. So what he also is pointing to is like there's like bags of chips and there's like candy, right? There's like Skittles and stuff like that, and it's like you don't have to eat it. They're giving it to you, and he's saying, well, if this is what you're giving us, then, like, how can you expect us to perform at such a high level?
He goes down a little bit of a TB12 road. You put poison in our bodies, and we're going to break down.
Right. And then, he brings up a point. Like, listen, once you're there, the whole point is they want to quarantine everybody. And so you're in your rooms for a certain period of time. But he's complaining that, I just rode on a plane with this guy, and now I can't go into his room.
And what if you get one of those adjoining rooms that has the door that locks from both sides, but if you both choose to open it?
Oh, boy. That's
I'm going to guess they don't have those.
Couldn't I go play video games?
I think you just need to. You still can. That's the beauty of the video games. You don't have to be in the same room, state, country. You can play with anybody in video games now. Does not matter. This was Instagram Live. So as he was doing it, he was just gaining more and more viewers.
And swears.
Right? Swearing. He was comfortable.
Bit of a test of the editing here.
Yes. Nice job by John.
We think.
But
it was hard.
So far.
I've been on the edge of my seat this whole time.
But then, exactly.
My heart's
very
racing.
Close.
Missed it.
But he, I guess, got attention from people higher up in the league as well as he was doing all this.
Oh, man. They mad at me, bro. I'm gone. Just got the text. Exposing too much. Gotta go. My bad.
He sounds like a little kid whose mom said it's time to go home.
Incredible.
All right, now the question is, who texted him? Was it like
LeBron, coach
or the GM, or was it LeBron, or... Was it Adam Silver? Who sent him the text and said, shut it down now?
The fact that he actually shut it down means it was LeBron.
The one guy who's got enough clout.
Who else is he listening to?
Yeah, but I would have just got mad. Of course, you got your own blanket.
No, but he's like, LeBron had to vouch for him to be back on the team.
Right.
If the Lakers said, hey, we're signing J.R. Smith and LeBron didn't want him, then it wouldn't have happened.
The tone is tremendous. The change. I gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
My bad.
He apologized, though.
But what did he reveal?
So he was just showing really in the rooms. He was showing the food. He peeked down the hallway at one point, and all these guys were popping their heads out the window, at the door.
It was when they were dropping the food off. They leave them all in front of the door. So you got like the entire hallway, and J.R. Smith's got his phone going down the hallway, and you see all the heads like poking out, like all waving to each other.
I feel like they shouldn't. These guys, again, they're gonna go crazy enough You can't let them do some Instagram Live stuff. I'm with you. I don't think it's
I didn't think he revealed that much.
No.
So our buddy Dice on Twitter said, J.R. Smith didn't wear a shirt for like 3 months after they won the title. Now he's worried about a blanket.
Yeah, he doesn't need the blanket. That's a good point, Dice. Yeah, he doesn't
control
need
the heat. Turn it up if you need. Whatever.
Another Twitter follower said, shrimp and grits is a southern dish. You need to get out more. I did not know shrimp and grits was a dish. I thought grits was more for breakfast.
I guess.
What is grits?
It's hard. It's sort of like cream of wheat, only not as tasty.
it's like a worse version.
AKA
something I won't be trying then.
You're not going to try grits?
Doesn't sound very appealing.
When we were in New Orleans.
Grits is pretty good.
When we were in New Orleans for my son's wedding, and we were there for a week.
It's porridge.
And I tried. I mean, I gave it a whirl. You can't put enough butter on it to make it tasty, you know?
So then why am I eating it?
Well, there's shrimp in it, apparently.
Okay. Can I just order shrimp?
Yeah, maybe. You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, you can give that a...
All right, so there you go. There's J.R. Smith.
So I don't think there'll be more. Probably not.
Well, I don't know, because he had been on Twitch. I mean, that's him playing video games, but he's still doing that. But I don't know. I mean, again, I really don't see the big harm of it.
No, he didn't really reveal much.
And guys are going to take pictures of their rooms. That's just, and then you can choose to think they're tone deaf or not, and same with their food or whatever. It's up to you to choose it, but that's what it is. I don't think they need to be so secretive of
it. And it's not like he showed, you know, the way they get in and out, or, you know, the testing strategy, or how they're testing, or any food, blankets, rooms.
I don't know.
What's the big deal? Lighten up, NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Or LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, my guess is it's more management than LeBron. Oh, although LeBron is management, but you know what I'm saying. It probably has more to do with management. And we go back to the whole, you know, how tone deaf can you sound? 617-779-7937. When we come back, Patrick Mahomes talks about trying to catch Tom Brady, because there are those who say that he's going to, you know, a couple of years into his NFL career. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Gotta go. My bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The reviews are in.
First of all, I'm a Daleaholic. You guys listening to you two together is great.
Thanks for being on every day and entertaining us.
Dale and Keith.
Hi, Dale.
This show has really grown on me. Rich is whacked.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
In your head, how many rings you want to win before you will feel like you've accomplished enough?
I don't know if there's a number. I mean, obviously, you try to chase greatness, and Tom's got six, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to at least get to that number. I understand how hard that is, how really, I mean, it was a one-of-a-kind thing for Tom to be able to get to 9 Super Bowls and win 6 of them, and so I'm just going to go about the process every single day of trying to make myself better and do whatever I can to make the Kansas City Chiefs better.
I think it's the perfect answer.
Yep.
It's exactly how you're supposed to think if you're Patrick Mahomes.
And yet some people are critical of it.
I don't know how you could answer that question better than he did. You know, the question was about, you know, pursuit of greatness. He talked about Tom's the guy who went to 9 Super Bowls, won 6. That's what you want to shoot for. Of course you do.
Right. Yeah, you better. But also it's smart not to put a number on it, because if you put a number on it, then, you know, like LeBron James, I always hold that against him. He went to Miami, said he was going to win like 8 titles. He won 2. And you're like, all right, well, then that's not. And you noticed he even knew he overpromised, because when he went to Cleveland, he was like, I'm going to win 1. He's like, my goal is to win 1 in Cleveland. And he did that.
And he did.
So if you're Patrick Mahomes at 24 years old, you have no idea what the future is going to hold. So you want to win every year. You put yourself in a position to win
three,
every year.
Not four.
Yeah, like this.
Not five.
Yeah. Didn't help you.
But it was six. Also the delivery.
It was horrible.
That was a full
horrible.
Hype video yeah. moment. But if he had just said, you know, obviously the modern measuring stick in the NBA is Michael Jordan. He mm-hmm. won six. So if you're going to aspire to something, you want to get six or get beyond six. That's what you try to achieve greatness. You want right. to be the best there is. If he had said it in that tone or that fashion, I don't think it would be looked at the way it is when you come out with the hype machine and the smoke no. and the lights and not one, not two, not and just that was the delivery.
Yeah, I would say so.
So you guys- I think this was perfect. And the only thing yeah. he, some people, you know how in politics, like people feel like they want to be offended or you have a certain agenda and you want to be offended by something. Patriots fans want to be offended by this. Right, because, oh, he's coming after Brady. He thinks he's Brady, or he didn't say it like Brady. Tom would have said the next one's the only one I care about. That's all. Okay, so he's not using every word Tom Brady did. He can be his own man. It's okay. But I think some people that support Tom Brady, support the Patriots, just want to be offended at almost anything another quarterback would say.
Do you guys put much stock in the Madden ratings?
Yeah.
There's a shock.
Yeah,
so the
of course.
The 2021 quarterback Madden ratings are out. Patrick Mahomes, no surprise here, is number one. He is 99.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the top. I mean, you got to have some guys at 99. You just have to.
Well, he's the only one at 99.
He's the only one?
Only quarterback.
Only quarterback. Yeah, I'm talking about the quarterback ratings. Russell Wilson, number two at 97. Lamar Jackson, number three at 94. Here's where we get controversial. Drew Brees, number four at 93. Tom Brady, number five at 90. And then to round out the top 10, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Drew Brees seems high to me. But, I mean, overall, because we've been going back and forth, we did our quarterback rankings. We looked at ESPN, who polled 50 executives in their quarterback rankings. Now you look at Madden's, and those are the 10 names, I think, pretty much across everybody's board. Maybe you move the order around a little bit. But, again, it's just for this season. This isn't who do you want for the rest of their careers, who do you want for 3 years. This is for the upcoming season. That sounds about right. I mean, let's face it. Based off of last year, Brady could probably be a little bit lower than a 90 overall, right?
But based on his weapons, he could be a little
but
higher.
But now you're like, yeah, if you're trying to project, because they also do – you know, they'll update as the season goes on. Guys can go up or down, and, you know, sometimes they're way off on certain players. But I don't know. That sounds about right. I mean, I think Mahomes and Wilson are clear-cut 1-2. Lamar Jackson, sure. I mean, he's the reigning MVP. Like, you could understand why he's got such a high rating.
So you're not offended?
I'm not going to freak out about it. Where's Cam Newton? Is he on there?
He's 20 not seconds. I only have 10, the top 10, and he's obviously okay. on the top 10.
Oh, I hope he's the 22nd ranked quarterback based on the Madden ratings. Oh, I would jam that piece of paper
there's
right
no
down
way.
Your effing.
There's
you
no
boob.
Way
oh, you boob.
He's 22nd.
I heard the audio. You all call me boobs on Friday.
That is hurtful.
I will jam
literally
that piece
just
of paper.
Shime called you a boob.
No, I think he chimed in. I think I can check the audio.
I called you a boob?
You mocked me.
I don't know. If
not
I...
sure if you used the word boob.
No.
You mocked me.
All right.
It's funny. No Newton in the top 10. Interesting.
He's not in my top 10 either.
Would you have him 12?
Yes.
Now, at the time the Madden ratings came out, he wasn't even in the league, right?
Right, but they could update that pretty quickly.
Yeah. They had to have been ready. They had to have expected.
Actually, you know what? They have like a free agent pool, so they probably already ranked him anyway. Like, you know, he's in the game.
Now,
just wasn't on the right. Patriots at the time.
But
yeah.
I also wonder, do they play the same game that some other people do? Like, no, we don't want Cam when he's a free agent and nobody wants him. Oh, he's a Patriot? Super Bowl contender, baby.
So
we got Cam Newton.
The Madden rating shouldn't take that into account, because what they do is they give you a score for like every single thing. So like accuracy,
but your score
throw
should
power.
Should be dependent on the people you're playing with too, right?
No, I don't think so.
If you're a quarterback, doesn't Tom Brady have a better chance to have a higher rating with the Tampa Bay roster than he did with the Patriots roster?
No. I think the rating is the same because they have a formula.
It's physical.
Because, like, yeah, his agility, his awareness, his injury, they have like a whole series of things.
Do they have his
those are all
emotional
the same.
Drive?
They have, no, that would just be awareness, I think.
No, but I'm saying, like, in all seriousness, like, people
I don't know.
Think that Brady was a sulky McSulk-sulk last year, and he's football's fun again this year.
Oh, who?
Sulky McSulk-sulk.
Yeah, that never caught on.
Maybe that was just me. But this year, you know, Brady's having fun. He's motivated. He's rejuvenated. Cam Newton is a Cam that no one's ever seen before. There should be some sort of measurement for that, whereas complacency.
So this is what it's got. So you got your overall rating, and then you based off of. So this is why I don't think it has anything to do with what team you're on. Strength, agility, speed, acceleration, stamina, awareness, jumping, injury, and toughness. And then there's specific by position. So there's throw power, short throw accuracy, medium throw accuracy, deep throw accuracy, throw on the run, and play action. So they would just take these guys, I believe, in a vacuum, say what all that is, and then the formula churns out whether he's a 99 or an 89.
That seems flawed. They're lacking the human element, the motivation, the sulky McSulks.
Up and down. That's what it looks like to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd probably do everything better.
Because it's a video game, and they think they're all machines.
But awareness, it says here, how quickly a player will react to his surroundings. With higher awareness ratings, blockers will set up and react to blocking lanes better. Wide receivers will look for the ball faster on routes. Defenders will react to the ball faster in the air. Defensive linemen react to run plays and slip screens faster. Like, it just...
No, but that's all football field. Like, yeah. We were talking about Clowney earlier. Clowney in a contract year might be a better player than Clowney with a long-term deal. Tom Brady, who hates his coach, is selling his house and is looking at his next team before the first season is over, might be a downgrade.
Single player in the league, you have to factor that in.
Isn't this like a multi-gazillion dollar industry? Hire an intern.
Well, they have a few interns, I'm guessing.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. We'll also update something we were doing last week about the face of Boston sports. And I'll give you a text I got from a Boston media member this morning who freely admitted he stole our idea and ran with it.
Come on.
That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!